God's divine transcendence. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. Oh, so go the jubilant words of the psalmist, while Isaiah tells us that God is high and lifted up on his throne, and his train fills the temple. God is so far above the creation that he built that minds cannot imagine it. God is so supremely transcendent that human thought cannot comprehend it. Men cannot begin to understand this invisible God who is spirit and truth. Yet man seeks to translate his understanding of God into concrete terms. Man dwells within the limitations of time and space and matter, yet tries to express in words this high and lofty one who inhabits eternity. Words transliterate the vastness of God into a multitude of superlatives. He is divine, incomprehensible, eternal, immutable, omnipotent, transcendent. His grandeur is unlimited. His power is unsurpassed. His love is untranslatable. Oh, no wonder the psalmist lifted up his eyes to the magnificent towering hills and reverently and exuberantly shouted, "My help comes from the transcendent God, the Lord." One by one, those beloved and delighted in by God fell at his feet in honour and awe. Abraham bowed low and stretched himself to the ground before the Lord. Isaiah was deeply undone, for he had unclean lips, living in an unclean world. Daniel, with his face to the ground, in reverence and awe, lost his physical strength. Proud Paul fell to the ground trembling and was brought to the brink of humility. The beloved John, beholding the Alpha and Omega, fell at his feet as if dead. This same eternal, transcendent God removed every trace of glory to die for me. He removed all his Godhead to suffer outrageous humiliation, rejection, and death, so that weak, foolish, sinful man could be lifted up to sit in exultant heavenly places. We Christians have put faith in this amazing, transcendent Lord God Almighty. We who are his body took God at his word and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. We therefore exchanged our position in dust and ashes to be elevated as his bride. Yet sometimes I think that our familiarity with God breeds contempt of him. Sometimes I am bemused by the lack of reverence and ingratitude towards him. Sometimes I tremble at the irreverent way that this great God is spoken of today, as lack of faith in his word appears to become quite the thing these days. Oh yes, there is a lack of reverence today. God Almighty has become the norm, and disrespect towards his preordained plan, purposes, and will increases. He is blasphemed or blamed, dishonoured or demeaned by sinner and saint alike. An accusation's finger points at God for promises they perceive as unfulfilled, while refusing to comply with God's outlined plan of righteousness. But he is still divine. He is still incomprehensible, eternal, immutable, omnipotent, transcendent. His grandeur is still unlimited. His power is still unsurpassed. His love is still untranslatable. And thank God that his grace and mercy is still everlasting.